This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved you,
if they say I never loved you,
you know they are a liar.
You know they are a liar.
Driving down your freeway.
Driving down your freeway.
Hills and valleys roam.
Midnight alleys roam.
The cops in cars, the topless bars.
Cops in cars, the topless bars. Never saw a woman so alone.
A city is a woman.
So alone.
It's a refuge. And L.A. is so soulless. Even back in the 60s, he's saying it's a woman that's alone. Murder, madness. Let's go to part of a John Bound report. Then I'll come back with the big news in the next segment. Here it is.
In the future, because if we don't get women to come in and stop some of the insanity that's going on because there's too much testosterone, we're in trouble.
What can you learn by ambulating through the seething crowds of estrogen at the annual Women's March in Austin, Texas? Well, apparently men are evil, misogynistic scum.
There, in a nutshell, is a classist, racist, neocolonial attitude.
This is women hating their own species being taught to die. All men were women. What's insane about this?
Legislature just topped up this fund to a staggering $38 million.
Your mother decides your sex.
Margaret Atwood's Gilead Red Center to re-educate new handmaids is striking. How do they not accept that the 80% male Texas legislature squanders our money on crisis pregnancy centers that lie?
And notice how these women that want to lead women don't look like women.
White men need to be reconditioned to accept their white guilt and submit to Marxist feminism.
I'm here today tabling on behalf of an organization called Undoing White Supremacy Austin. We're a local...
In total racism, all whites are bad, even though most people there are white. Bitching.
In Austin.
I agree. Leftist white supremacists is the issue.
Local racial justice campaign.
And the numbers are way down this year in Austin, Texas.
Can I just ask you the difference between this year and last year?
I think it's got a little bit of a different vibe this year. I think, well, right now we're mostly towards like the Roe v. Wade section of the day, so it's kind of a little bit different than what the women's march is.
I think we've had a good turnout. It's not as big as anybody would like to have one like we had last year, but that was a unique situation.
You could walk around.
It's all just virtue signaling crap.
Why do you think that is?
What about women having to do forced abortions in China? I'm not going to say a damn thing, you virtue signaling piece of crap. To your bankroll by those people.
Were people angrier at Trump last year?
Look at these dumbasses.
Has it died off?
It's an immediate thing, but I guess we can
look. They take the strength of America as a way to piss on it. That veil's going to be gone soon, sister.
Last year, that I don't think people are necessarily feeling in the same way this year. There's a certain amount of getting used to it. So last year, I think, I don't remember which all organizations were here, but I think there's a greater representation for immigration.
But the main threat to the feminist agenda was abundantly clear. President Trump became the first sitting president to address the 45th annual pro-life March for Life.
The March for Life is a movement born out of love. You love your families, you love your neighbors, you love our nation, and you love every child, born and unborn, because you believe that every life is sacred. that every child is a precious gift from God.
That's right.
Meanwhile,
humans are crap.
Abortion clinics are closing up shop all over the United States. Life News reported, for the first 5 months of 2017, abortion clinic closures continue to outpace the opening of new abortion businesses.
We are winning.
A national trend.
We'll be back. Stay with us. We are winning. Press the attack.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Roger Stone's going to join us with huge breaking news. I'm Alex Jones, your host, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and I mentioned this in the last hour, but I couldn't find the stack. I did find the stack, so I'm going to hit this now, then get into China, cracks down on Christianity, demolishes evangelical church, and science is revolutionizing arguments against abortion. That's all coming up. But first, major state to register illegal aliens to vote automatically. This is a WorldNetDaily.com article, but it links to the California new law where they're now saying we're going to register illegals to vote. If you have a driver's license, you can vote. So they say Trump's crazy. They say it's not happening, blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants your guns, but their official platform is to take your guns to the UN and UNIDIR. There it is. Meanwhile, teens roam the streets with rifles. This is out of the Times of the UK. As crime swamps Sweden, it describes the daily bombings of police stations. As the bomb went off and blew the police station up, they thought, is it another attack? Yes, it was. Shootings, killings. They brought in over 1 million military-aged men into Sweden in just the last 4.5 years. They're raping, they're killing, they're slaughtering, and the government just says, submit, 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 because this is the globalist operation. It's not for the Muslims either. It's just a program to bring down open societies and use our strength against us. So read that article. German city bans new refugees as anti-migrant increases. We're not taking women and children out of the Middle East that could be assimilated and not re-educated, but at least shown that, no, you bring in the Muslims, you let 80% of them are men, you put them in charge, and then German television, Dutch television, Swedish television, we showed it last week, says, wear the hijab, join Islam, children. This is what's happening. German city bans new refugees as anti-migrant mood increases. There's that report up on InfoWars.com, the London Telegraph. Here's another one. Video, the future of Europe is the caliphate, unless the citizens rise and defend the culture. Voice of Europe. And you've got all the Islamic leaders saying, we're taking you over, you're done. And you've got Turkey saying, we've got 20 million Turks inside Europe. We're going to burn everything down. That's a quote from last year, unless you submit. I mean, it's just insanity. The Because here's the truth. We need hybrid vigor. If you just inbreed, whether you're a Middle Easterner, or whether you're a European, or whether you're a Latin American, or whether you're an Asian, China has incredible birth defects because they have the closest genetics of any group in the world. One reason Hitler came to power, he was a bad guy, but like there was like 10% of Germans were deformed. Well, they were all living in the same towns having sex with each other. And that's why Hitler said, well, let's bring Muslims in. You know, they're right here. They'll conform. They'll bring some genetics. You do need hybrid vigor. You don't want to be a purebred dog. Everybody knows purebred dogs are mentally ill. They're crazy. They bite you and they got problems. But this isn't doing that for genetics. This is coming in saying we're going to submit to the screwed up inbred culture when nobody has got more screwed up genes than North Africans and Middle Easterners. I mean, they have the highest rates of birth defects in the world. They are the most inbred people because of all the Islamic marry your cousin stuff. Pakistanis are half of 1% in England. They're 35%, 36% of birth defects. I mean, well, nothing against Pakistanis. A lot of them have super IQs. Those are the ones that can function. But they all look just the same because it's the same dude. I mean, you know, it's a clone. You start marrying your sister and down the road, I mean, it's the same dude. And genetic problems are magnified in mental illness and the willingness to be aggressive and kill people. That's your problem right there. British royals, Queen Elizabeth, what, had five siblings. All but one are in mental institutions or have died. I mean, they're like writing on the wall with their crap. Because they're all inbred, man. You go look at Egyptian mummies, and they go, oh, it must be a space alien. Its head looks like a cantaloupe, or looks like a eggplant. No, that's 10 generations of inbreeding. It doesn't work. It's bad. I already mentioned Macron admits France would vote to leave EU if referendum held. Right-wing Italian favorite blast the EU can F itself. Italian populist candidate, EU again. So it just goes on from there. And look, I don't virtue signal with this. But, I mean, I've got Native American in one area of my mom's side, a very small area. My dad's quite a bit. But it's known that that genetically boosts my intelligence, boosts my vigor, boosts my genetic prowess for pollinating females, everything else. You add a little bit of those genes to my genes, and it soups me up. So, again, I'm not against brown people. The point is I'm against inbred cultures being brought in to be set up because they're politically servile and dependent on welfare to be controlled. That is what I'm against. That is what I'm against. All right, let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the really big news. I don't hold this off on purpose because I should have opened the show with it, but I'm going to do it in the next segment so I have time. I'm going to come back directly with this when we come back in the next segment. China cracks down on Christianity, demolishes evangelical church. Meanwhile, science is revolutionizing arguments against abortion. Planned Parenthood condemns House passage of bill to ensure babies born alive aren't harvested. So we're going to cover that when we come back on the other side briefly, because the crew is ready to do this. We're not going to exist as InfoWars unless you continue to pray for us and spread the articles, spread the videos, and tell neighbors and friends and everybody else on your email, you name it, that, hey, this is an important show. You ought to tune in. Every time we're live, you do that, it breaks the algorithm. It breaks the computers. It breaks the AI. It breaks the will of the Zuckerbergs and the Bezoses and the Schmitz at Google that think they can stop you. You taking action is unstoppable. And that said, we need your financial support. But plus, we have produced the cleanest, purest iodine from our research that is out there. X2. And what it does to block the other bad halogens and the garbage is incredible. It's 40% off right now with Secret 12. which, again, even BuzzFeed tested it and said, okay, it's the purest vitamin B12 out on the market. I couldn't believe they were actually honest. I mean, they said, oh, look, this is the purest in the country, and here's Jones's. And they didn't know we were private labeling the purest in the country and then discounting it 30%. We're introducing the InfoWars Life Core Combo, 40% off, in store for a limited time. When people visit our store, they often ask what the most important products are. Finally, we've given you an option to buy our top-of-the-line fan-favorite products in one easy combo for less. The InfoWars Life Core Combo includes our most popular products, Secret 12 and Survival Shield X2. They're the two best products. Together for an affordable price of 40% off. They're already a great deal. Now is the time to take advantage of these savings for yourself and introduce something else to your incredible line of products. Survival Shield X2 is the perfect opportunity to try the power of nascent iodine. Our high-quality proprietary formula is derived from an ancient sea salts deep below the earth that have supercharged our formulations in your body's functions. Secret 12 will help deliver the boost of energy you need with an advanced all-natural B12 formula to help you throughout the entire year. Together, these products have over 9,000 reviews with a combined 4.9 of 5-star rating. These powerful products will help you shave big on the two of the most important products of the InfoWars Lifeline. Don't miss out on this opportunity to help pick up two of the biggest and greatest products at InfoWars Life Combo Pack and help fund the InfoWar. We're counting on you. Plus, you get a great product for yourself, a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
I have sworn on the altar of God, resistance.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The darkest hour, when I realized they had a post-human future for us, they turned us all against each other. And I could only fight the cultural racism by engaging in it, but only to get their attention. I could see the whole plan laid out. And I had a plan to stop it, but only if you look inside yourself and realize the truth of it. Roger Stone's going to host the last two segments because he's got so much important stuff to say. I'll tend to interrupt, so just occasionally I'd let folks co-host the show and take over. We're going to go to Roger here in just a minute. But let me get these two stories first that I've been mentioning but I haven't gotten to. Science is revolutionizing arguments against abortion. That's a Daily Caller article. But we know that the average baby aborted after the second trimester is sold for over $100,000. Now, think about that. You go pay to have your baby aborted, $300. But you're not being told that this turkey, this thing that's crap. See, I'm bad to call it crap. I don't believe it's crap. But this piece of crap, this little bastard, it deserves to die, scumbag filth, this ugly son of a bitch up. They didn't tell you you could get paid a lot of money for that. They didn't tell you that there were hundreds of adoption centers that would pay you between $50,000 and $400,000 . There is a racism. $50,000 for a black baby. I guess $300,000 is the high for black hair, blue eyes, or green eyes. I get $300,000. I mean, these are known. I've had experts on about it. The point is, they say, oh, nobody wants these black babies. BS. I know so many white folks, you name it, Hispanics, blacks, that have 6, 7, 8 adopted black babies. They love them. They're good people. They grew up being members of society. But the racism is the black babies are $50,000 if you don't abort them. The white babies are $100,000. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies are maybe $150,000. But the black-haired, blue-eyed, or green-eyed, $300,000 or more. That's what the elite are really looking for. But let's just move past that. They don't tell you when you come in to have that baby, there's hundreds of charities, Christian charities, Catholic charities, you name it, ready to pay for that baby. You go in and you pay. So the way to defeat abortion, because there's more people wanting to adopt every year than there are abortions in the U.S. Look it up. My family adopted my sister from Korea, from a starving, orphanage. David Nunn adopted his daughter from China, even though he already had two sons. Went there, she starved to death. Maybe 40% under what she should have weighed. They was telling me this day, she's like gets food and goes off and eats it or whatever. But that's what she went through. And we were super happy to adopt a Korean baby. It didn't matter to us. The whole point was is that there is a price on this flesh. But the medical experiments, on average, $100,000 per baby that's in the third trimester. So I just tell women, you can sell that meat. But let's just say it's crap. I agree with the leftists. It's crap, filth, filth. Why don't you at least get some money for that dead baby? For that dead scum. You call it scum. Gloria Steinem says, I'm proud of it. Let's call it filth. That filthy baby deserves to die. It's not a human. F that baby. Ah, yeah, let's go that way. I agree with you. It's liberal. That you just cut yourself out of an investment. Why'd you pay $2,000 for a partial birth abortion or $300 for that second term? Why'd you do that? Well, you get some good cash off killing your baby. Get some cash. But see, the cash is for keeping it alive. The cash is off that. See? Because they're going to sell your baby. They're going to grind it up. Baby is pure DNA. It's pure life force. And so they can grow tissue. That tissue grows in these vats they've got. And then they grind up the vaccines, cosmetics, you name it. I just think women ought to know there's a market in your babies. More money to keep them alive, but you want to kill them. That's liberal. It's kind of a cool feminist thing to do. I guess it's a little Satanism. A little demon comes to you, a little bit of power. I get it. Kill them. Kill them all you want. Murder them. Hell, watch video of them chopping them up. The babies, even four-month-olds, fight with their arms hard. Screw them! We got victory over those babies. Let's chop their asses up and get off on it. I like it. But I think you ought to get some cash when you kill your baby. When you slice his throat and cut his head off, get some money. And I'm a Satanist. I'm a liberal. I want to F everybody over. So to all the liberal women, there's a market in killing your babies and selling their slop. Because they are slop, aren't they? F them. I agree with you. I agree with you. I love Satan. Make money off your babies. Don't just give it to these dudes. A real Satanist would make money off killing their own baby. Make some money, you dumb bitches. All right, we're going to break. Come back with Roger Stone. I'll turn it over to him. He's got huge breaking news. But look at this filthy article. Science is turning people against abortion. Knowing the baby sucks, his thumb is alive. Just kill it and be liberal. And then, of course, Planned Parenthood condemns House passage a bill to ensure babies born alive because they keep them alive to harvest their organs. I just say, hang them up by their feet and pass a law. You electroshock torture them. I'm sure Weinstein would like that. And then another one, China cracks down on Christianity, demolishes evangelical church. That's up there in the German news. In China, churches are being demolished and new laws are set to increase modern religious activities or put them in camps and taking their organs. Well, they're just like babies. Take those Buddhists and those Christians and take them into a facility and work them in slave labor and cut their guts out and put it in some trendy liberal. I agree with it. I'm liberal. I'm all about diversity. I say murder everybody and just chop their organs out. Just give it to liberals because they're our God and they taught us to be immoral and they rule everything. So there's your stories right there. Roger Stone, good to have you with us. You're about to host the next two segments. You've got big breaking news. You first said 6 months ago that, or four or five months ago, that Zucker would be out at CNN. You've been reporting that correctly, so please take over.
Thank you, Alex. You know, the one thing that gives me heart after your soliloquy there is that President Trump is in total solidarity with the life movement. And unlike previous Republican presidents who gave it lip service, he was there and he was strong and we were strong. I'm one of those Republicans who's gone full cycle. Yes, there was a time that I was pro-choice because I didn't like the idea of the government telling anybody what they could do with their body. Now I realize how wrong that was. And I realize we have a president who stands tall for life. How refreshing, how different. A guy who runs for president and actually does what he says.
I was about to say, none of us judge people that had abortions. We're not saying you're evil if you did it. The thing above it is evil. It's the harvesting of children. And Trump's the first Republican to actually go with the march. He did what he said again, Roger.
It's astounding. It really is. And he's making America great. And boy, it is driving the libtards crazy. Driving them crazy. You're at the Alex Jones Show, and I'll be right back. We're going to talk about the special U.S. vaccination court and the latest cover-up that we have determined is underway right here at InfoWars. We'll be right back.
That's right. Tomorrow's news today. Roger Stone to host the last two segments because I want to shut up and give him the floor. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I was once sold on abortion, thinking it was just a woman's right, until I realized it was the government harvesting those babies.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's taking over these next two segments. Man, he called the Zucker departure at CNN on target. He's got so much big news. Warnings to Trump, he's going to make as well. But again, I don't judge a woman that had an abortion. I've been honest about this back when I was a teenager and stuff. I paid for plenty of them because I bought into it. It's not a human and all this. If you've been conned into it, I'm not judging you. But the people on top of it's about harvesting babies, it's about dehumanization, population control, they admit that. And so that's the only area I'm getting into here. And I've looked it up. The average woman could be paid hundreds of thousands of dollars just for the flesh of the baby. If you got killing your kid, I guess it's your body, murder them. No, you can get some cash. And if that ever comes out, it's over. They're selling it all. But what about the fact that people would pay to adopt your baby? So Wes had the great point. I'm going to go out soon in front of an abortion clinic, and I'm literally going to offer $100,000 for people to not kill their babies. And they'll claim, well, there's a law against child trafficking. I'll probably get indicted. Like, you didn't kill the baby. You wanted to pay for it. But we're going to do it. Bet your bottom dollar. Roger Stone from Florida takes over right now. I'm Alex Jones. Join me tomorrow, 11 a.m. Roger.
Alex, thank you for bringing me in here. Yes, it's absolutely true. Only months ago, I predicted that Jeff Zucker, the extreme left-winger who is the head of CNN and who drives their anti-Trump coverage, would be out. And indeed, as Matt Drudge reported late Friday, out he is. Who's next? Is it Jake Tapper? Is it Wolf Blitzer? Is it the lovable Anna Navarro? We shall see. My next prediction, more big shakeup at CNN. But here, breaking news, the deputy clerk of the U.S. Special Court, that's also known as the Vaccination Court, has informed InfoWars that for the first time ever, they will not publish the results of lawsuits and findings against the U.S. government on their website. Why? Well, perhaps it's because we have learned that the U.S. government has already paid out $3.5 billion to U.S. citizens who were damaged by vaccinations. The special court, it records all of the lawsuits against the Department of Justice, the Department of the Interior, the Veterans Administration, and our U.S. military. That's why we have absolutely proved, we beyond a shadow of a doubt, that vaccinations are not safe. Now, President Trump promised back when he was president-elect that he would appoint a special commission to study and look into the safety of vaccinations. He even promised that former Senator Robert F. Kennedy's son, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a noted environmentalist, would chair this important commission. Notice when the president's physical was announced last week that they said all of his vaccinations were up to date. We have called on the president, who is making America great in so many other areas, to keep this important promise. But now I sense a government cover-up of the truth about vaccinations. Will they get away with this? Can they hide the evidence? Well, fortunately, a whistleblower has obtained for InfoWars the initial pleadings. This doesn't tell us the results of the lawsuits, but it is a list of everyone who has filed a suit against the American government over the past year due to damage due to vaccinations. Yes, we are going to bring you that this week on InfoWars. We will not give up fighting against mandatory vaccinations until we get this information. And we prove yet again that vaccinations are most probably not safe. And we intend to continue to call on the president to keep his solemn pledge. Donald Trump is a man of his word. Now, I am disappointed in some of his appointments in the health area. But we know from a long history of the things that he has said that he has his own concerns about the safety of vaccinations. And therefore, I believe the president will come through. We will keep you up to date on this important story. I do want to mention now that if you are liking our expanded coverage on InfoWars, if you're enjoying the real news with David Knight in the mornings, and of course the midday fare with Alex Jones, not to mention the War Room with my colleague Owen Schroyer in the afternoon, understand that we are completely and totally listener and viewer supported here at InfoWars. That's why we can investigate and report to you on any story that's in the news. We have no corporatist masters telling us you can't say that, or you can't report that, or you can't follow up on the vaccination story. It's too controversial. Nothing is too controversial for InfoWars. We go where the truth takes us, but we're only able to do it if you go to the InfoWars store now. Let's take a look at some of these incredible prices. You're talking about 40% off for the entire Super Alpha Male Pack. That includes both Alpha Power and the Super Male Vitality. I myself have now become a convert to Immune Wall. This is the very best natural formula to promote immunity. I admit I had the flu recently, and it really knocked me back a good 3 weeks. I don't think I could have turned the corner without Immune Wall, and that was after the fact. I suggest you take and use Immune Wall as a prophylactic, because frankly, this is the best of the old and the new. Also, I think there it is, Immune Wall. This is really an extraordinary formula, combining some of the best of ancient Chinese pharmacology with cutting-edge nutraceuticals to torque up your own natural immune system. I really found that this helped me come back, and if you take it prophylactically, perhaps you can avoid the flu or the colds that are going around. This particular flu is debilitating. So help yourself. Help us. It's a 360 win, as Alex Jones likes to say, and it helps us pay for the expansion that he has mapped out here. Folks, we're moving towards 24 hours a day. That's right, round-the-clock coverage from InfoWars. But we cannot do it with your help. Please go to the InfoWars store now and support the fight for freedom. I reported here on InfoWars several weeks ago that Senator Orrin Hatch, a truly great American and my friend since 1975, would retire from the U.S. Senate. Despite the urgings of President Trump, Orrin Hatch has decided to throw in the towel after a long and distinguished record of public service. Frankly, I've been around the Washington scene long enough to see the sadness of those who don't know when to go. And they ultimately end up either being defeated or running out of energy to do the job. So, Orrin Hatch, God bless you for your long record of public service and the fact that you were never corrupted by the Washington buddy system. You never became part of the special interest system of favors and back scratching, a principled conservative right to the very end. God bless you, Orrin Hatch. But I also predicted here on InfoWars, confirmed today by the Business Insider, that former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney would run for Orrin Hatch's seat. What you say? Why would a man born in Michigan and who grew up to be governor of Massachusetts seek a Utah Senate seat? Why would a man at his age want to be a junior member of the U.S. Senate? Let me reiterate it one more time for you. Mitt Romney plans to run for president of the United States in 2020 to challenge Donald Trump for the Republican nomination. Yes, with every day of Trump's success, that becomes less and less viable. But you heard it here first. Make no mistake about it. My sources inside the Utah Republican Party, my sources inside the Church of Latter-day Saints are impeccable. Mitt Romney has no interest in being a junior senator at his age. He's running for president. You heard it here at InfoWars, where you will get tomorrow's news today. We have been very proud of our track record. We predicted the FISA court four-page memo expose months ago. We were the ones who told you that the front line of the NSA was spying on Donald Trump, and the president was right. I'm Roger Stone. You're on The Alex Jones Show, and I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, standing in for the great Alex Jones, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. You know, I worked for a number of Republican presidents. I well remember Ronald Reagan's phoning it in to the March for Life. I also remember George Bush phoning it in, but not so Donald J. Trump. The March for Life was bigger and more vibrant than ever. I personally believe that the developments in ultrasound, where we can now, not instead of just seeing a slightly gray image, but you can see flesh tones, you can see movements, real enhancement in the technology in which men and women, couples, can see their baby, is having a profound effect on people's attitudes about abortion. Those who are pro-life, that number is gaining. Those who favor abortion on demand, that number is dropping. And Donald Trump is helping move this needle, this important needle. So kudos to the president for standing up for life in a historic move that his Republican predecessors never quite got to. You see, they gave lip service to the movement. They wanted to harvest the votes from the life movement, but they didn't want to be there when it matters. Donald Trump standing tall. How refreshing. Somebody who actually does what they say they're going to do. I'm also very pleased to announce that I have accepted the invitation for the prestigious Oxford Union in the United Kingdom, and I will be addressing the union and then standing for their raucous Q&A on January 30th. I also will be honored to be speaking to the Durham Union Society on February 1st, a similar format. These are very prestigious forums. In the case of the Oxford Union, previous speakers include former President Richard Nixon, former President Ronald Reagan, House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and so on. So I am both flattered and pleased and honored to be announced to announce that I will be visiting the UK. The Bow Society is holding a dinner in my honor, a prestigious Tory society, and I will be talking to selected reporters there. But most importantly, we're going to bring you the news right here at InfoWars. So we will be broadcasting from London, from Oxford, from Durham. Look for it the week after next. We have an enormous showdown coming that has political implications that InfoWarriors need to know about. The president has designated an attorney named John Berman as the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. That is, of course, the district that President Trump lives in. This is where Trump Tower is located and where the Trump Organization is headquartered. Now, however, Mr. Berman is serving 128 days in a presidential appointment, after which his nomination must either be sent to the U.S. Senate for confirmation or withdrawn. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has announced that she will use her blue slip prerogative to stall and kill the nomination of John Berman. Why, you might ask? Why would she appoint, why would she oppose the president's prerogative to name the federal prosecutor in the home jurisdiction of the president? Well, it's quite simple. You see, a first-year law student could take the contributions to Senator Chuck Schumer and his votes in the U.S. Senate and quickly figure out that the good senator trades votes for money. Yes, I just said it. And it's true. Everybody knows that for $20 you can buy Chuck Schumer. He is a cash-and-carry operator known for his groveling for special interest contributions. Now, the thin reed that Ms. Gillibrand, who is a sock puppet for Senator Schumer, gives us is that Mr. Berman has done legal work for Deutsche Bank, and that Deutsche Bank has been a substantial lender to the real estate projects of the Trump Organization. The implication, of course, is that the president or the Trump Organization has done something wrong. This is a dark rumor among lefties that doesn't seem to have any basis in fact. Here are the facts. Gillibrand and Schumer will oppose any honest prosecutor whose name is put forward by President Trump. And we know that this will end up in the hands of Senator Chuck Grassley. Grassley will either honor the blue slip from Senator Gillibrand, or he will move this for a vote. And now, my colleague Owen Schroyer is calling in with breaking news. Owen, lay it on us.
Well, Roger, I have a bad voice right now. I blew my voice out yesterday shouting down the racist, fascist, Trump-hating, America-hating libtards in the streets of New York yesterday, but here's the story, Roger. Last night there was an event, and everybody's talking about Chelsea Manning, who showed up at a conservative event last night. And just to give you a little background, she showed up and everyone was nice to her. Everyone was cordial. There was nothing bad about it. There was no arguments or anything. So everything seemed fine. Then she goes on social media and says that it's a bunch of white supremacists and she's talking trash on us and all this stuff. So that was the story that kind of broke on Chelsea Manning. But then we realized something at dinner tonight when we were discussing this. There was another phenomenon from the event last night, Roger, where Antifa somehow knew where the event was, and that's because it got doxxed. Now, Mike Cernovich had to change locations of this event twice. Yeah, so this was a third venue that he was using. So there was no way for them to actually know where we were. There was no way for them to have planned a protest outside, because they couldn't have possibly known where they are, because Cernovich kept that address close to his chest. Plus, he had to move it, I think, either 24 or 48 hours before the event even happened. So Antifa shows up violently, and everyone's wondering how they found out. Who doxed us? Who released the address? And then it hit us. It was Chelsea Manning. It had to be Chelsea Manning. She's obviously anti-conservative. She's obvious or just a puppet of the Obama administration. She reaches a deal with Obama. I'm theorizing here, Roger, but, you know, she cuts a deal with Obama. Obama gives her a pardon. Now she's Obama's puppet. But regardless, everyone was wondering how the event got doxxed last night. Everyone was wondering. I think we figured it out. I think it was Chelsea Manning. She was at the event. She would have been the only one who would have sent that address and event location out so that Antifa could have showed up. So for all of those who heard about Antifa showing up and trying to protest violently outside of a Night for Freedom last night, I do believe, since we can't figure out, we cannot put our finger on who doxxed the event, Cernovich kept the address close to his chest, we believe that it was Chelsea Manning that doxxed the event so that Antifa could show up, and then they even violently beat up a woman. Was it a woman or a man that left the event? So a couple people got attacked by Antifa because somebody doxxed and released the information on the event. And we believe that that was Chelsea Manning. Roger, my voice is about to go. You can probably hear it. I got to sign off, buddy. We'll talk to you next week on the War Room. God bless.
All right. A terrific report there. A stunning report from my colleague, Owen Schroyer. Getting a good look at Chelsea Manning, I guarantee you, Owen did not ask her for a date. While we are here at InfoWars, it's important for me to mention to you that the efforts of Facebook to crack down on conservatives have switched into high gear. Late last week, there was a new communique from Mr. Zuckerberg in which they justify the crackdown that is happening. My colleague and friend Jason Fike has told me that literally millions of Trump supporters are being disenfranchised. So here's the point. If you like what you're seeing at InfoWars, if you like the Alex Jones Show, if you like the particular parts of The Real News with David Knight or The War Room, take those links and put them out on your own social media feeds, Twitter, Facebook, Gab, Minds, get them out. You see, they cannot silence all of us. They go for the big boys, InfoWars, Breitbart, The Daily Caller, but they cannot silence you. So take the very best of InfoWars, take the links of the most compelling stories, and feed them out on your own social media platforms. This is a crucial tactic in the revolution and fighting the tech left in their efforts to silence us. And folks, one more time. Please go to the InfoWars store to help us pay for this terrific programming and this expansion. We have some of the very best discounts we've ever had. I don't know how Alex Jones does this. In some cases, I know it's a loss leader. He wants you to try the products because he knows you'll be pleased and you'll come back and buy more. And I like the auto ship function. Frankly, that's the best way. For me, I'm never without BrainForce Plus because I signed up for auto ship. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show. We are the tip of the spear. This is where you get tomorrow's news today. Join David Knight with The Real News tomorrow morning, Alex Jones tomorrow afternoon, and yes, I'll be back with Owen Schroyer, who hopefully will have a recovery of his voice for The War Room.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.